Chapter 6. Let's Kill 2. Mrs. McDonald checked out of the motel while her husband loaded up the RV and consulted his road atlas. Everybody piled in, and Dr. McDonald pulled onto I-294 south. Des Plaines is only about half an hour from downtown Chicago. The kids amused themselves in the back while Mrs. McDonald fired up the GPS. Then she reclined her seat a few inches and began to leaf through an Illinois guidebook. "Look, Ben," Mrs. McDonald said. "The grave of Robert Earl Hughes is in Illinois." "Who is he?" Pep asked, not quite sure she wanted to know the answer. "Robert Earl Hughes was the world's heaviest man," her mother explained. "He weighed over 1,000 pounds. Poor guy. He was only 32 when he died. They say he was buried in a grand piano." Unfortunately, the gravesite of this amazing man was in Benville, over 4 hours away. It was tempting to go there, but in life you have to set your priorities. 4 hours would be a long drive to see a gravestone, even if it was the gravestone of somebody who was buried in a piano. Equally tempting, at least for Mrs. McDonald, would have been a trip to see the world's largest statue of Abraham Lincoln in Ashmore, Illinois. And then, of course, there was the Grain Elevator Museum in Atlanta, Illinois. But that was 154 miles away, and in the wrong direction. Nobody had the enthusiasm to drive so far. "It's a shame we're going to miss those grain elevators, Mom," Coke said, sharing a silent giggle with his sister. "They sound really cool." None of the McDonald's was conscious of it, but there was one thing they all wanted to see. A city. Ever since they'd left California...